问题。
This question is asked by the jailer to Paul.
这个责任可以说是人生最大的问题。
This question could be the question, could be the greatest question a person can ask.
我们现在这个世界很多问题。
In this world, there are a lot of problems and questions.
比方外国人到加拿大这个国家来。
For example, when a foreigner came to Canada.
还没拿到身份的人，他就要明白到底怎么样子才能够得到这个身份。
For those who haven't got the citizenship yet, they will first ask.What must they do to receive the citizenship?
或者高中生啊，他们的问题说，怎么样才能够考上好的大学？
Or for those high school students, they ask, what must they do to get into a good university?
那做事的人啊，要明白怎么样才能够在这里赚到大钱。
For those who hold a career, they ask, what must they do to earn a lot of money?
那换了这个绝境的人。他要明白，怎么样才能够使他的病得到医治
？For those who have been afflicted with cancer, they'll ask, "What must they do to be healed?"
人现在这个世界啊，问题很多。
And in this life, there are a lot of questions.
但是做人最重大的问题，就是说，当怎么样才可以得救
？But as man, the greatest question that we can ask is, "What must we do to be saved?"
好多人。到他离世以前都没有提出这个问题。
A lot of men before they die, they never even ask this question.
所以他失去了得救的机会。
Therefore, he has given up his chance of being saved.
什么叫做得救
？What does it mean to be saved？
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章十八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
这节是我们昨天晚上最后所念的一节。
This verse was the last verse that we have read last night.
四章十八节，保罗啊，他说，耶稣必救我进入他的天国。
In verse 18, Paul said that Jesus will save him to his heavenly kingdom.
我们人有肉体，还有灵魂。
Men have flesh and spirit.
这个肉体啊，是灵魂的房子一样。
The flesh is like a house for the spirit.
这个房子倒下去了，人还在。
But if the house collapsed, the man is still there.
那肉体死掉了，灵魂还存在。
Therefore, when your flesh is dead, your spirit still exists.
才是实在的我。
The spirit is the true you.
我们常常说我、你、我，那我是谁啊
？We often said you, I. Who is I?
你说我在这里啊
？Who am I? I am here.
这个是我的身体。
But this is my body.
那我在哪里
？Where am I？
我这句话已经指着这个身体以外的存在。
The question I've just raised is that my existence other than my body。
那就是灵魂。
This will be my spirit。
灵魂才是真的我。
The spirit is true of me。
那灵魂永远不灭的。
That the spirit will never be perished。
那你说人生道路走完以后，我的灵魂。怎么样才能得救回到天国
？When you have walked up to the end of life, how will you, your spirit, be saved?
有的人不相信灵魂的存在。
Some people do not believe in the existence of spirit.
信不信是人的自由。
Whether you believe or not, it is your freedom.
但是有的东西你不信也是有。
But sometimes, if you do not believe, it still exists.
比方说太阳是存在的。
For example, the sun exists.
那假定全世界瞎眼的人呢、啊，异口同意地说，我们不相信有太阳。
But if all the blind people in the world said that they do not believe a sun exists,
因为他们没有看过太阳。
Because they have never seen a sun.
可是太阳不会因此就消失的。
But the sun will not disappear just because of this.
他们不信是他们不信，但是存在的还是存在。
If they do not believe, it is their choice, but the sun still exists.
所以我们要明白，我们人是有肉体，还有灵魂。
Therefore, we should understand that man is composed of a flesh and a spirit.
那么这个灵魂死后还要受审判。
And after the spirit dies, it is going to be judged.
请看希伯来书第九章。
Listen to Hebrew chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Hebrew chapter 9, verse
24, 27. 27节。Verse 27. 27节说,
and in verse 27 stated that just as it is appointed for man to die one,
圣经里记录最长寿的活到969岁。
The man that lived the longest that was recorded in the Bible was to the age of 969.
叫做马托萨拉。
His name is Matasa.
这个是历史上的人物。
He is a biblical character.
现在的人活到超过120岁的可能没有了。
Today, then, there is not a single person who can live up to the age of 120.
我最近看到的报纸是说最高寿的是120岁。
And the paper that I read said that the oldest man in this world is 120.
但是不管活几年，总是要死的。
But no matter how long you have lived, you will die one day.
那一般的动物死了，它就没有它们的存在。
And for animals, once they die, they do not exist anymore.
可是我们死了，还有灵魂的存在。
But after we are dead, we still exist because of our spirit.
那这个灵魂要受造物主真神的审判。
And the spirit is to be judged by the Creator.
审判的结果就是天国和地狱。
The result of the judgment will be two choices. One is heaven and the other is hell.
在马太奥数章主耶稣也谈到审判的事情。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talked about the judgment.
有世界末日耶稣要带来。
That on the last day, Jesus will come.
要把万民分裂左右。
That he will separate the people into right and left.
右边这些进入永生天国。
For those on the right side will be going to the heavenly kingdom.
左边那些进入为着魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
And those on the left will be cast into hell with demons.
一定有这个严重的问题。
And this is a very serious question.
就是审判的问题。
And this is a question.
所以我们活着的时候，我们需要去查考去明白。
Therefore, when we are we're still alive, we should examine this question.
我怎样行才可以得救？
What must I do to be saved?
就是说我怎样行，我人生的道路走完以后，才能够回到天国。
What must I do to be to enter the heavenly kingdom after my life has ended?
所以是在马太16章26节说。
In Matthew.
人就是多到全世界，这是一个不可能的假定。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26, Jesus said that man.
就是不能做永生。That
man.
永生是怎么来？Man
cannot receive eternal life.
就是都回到天国的意思了。Man
must receive eternal life. That is.
有什么益处？To
heavenly kingdom. And what is the advantage of going to heaven?
多到全世界是这个是一个不可能的假定。And
if you have received the whole world.
我们要单多到这个温哥华大地区呀，我看都不可能的。
It is even difficult for a person to just get Vancouver.
温哥华这个大地区，单这些土地就要多少钱？
And even in Vancouver, the whole of Vancouver.
好多的高楼。The
price of the land will be a very high price.
就是一间不太大的房子，还要几十万呢。
Even for a small house, it costs more than $100,000.
我听说西区啊，那大马路两旁的房子。 都要几十万了，有的百多万。
And I've heard that in the west side, the houses would cost about more than $1 million.
所以哪一个人能够买这个温哥华大地区？
Who is able to afford to buy Greater Vancouver?
我不晓得，但是后面有可能的，加拿大人谁有办法买这个温哥华大地区？
So, whether it's possible or not for a man to buy the whole Vancouver.
那你就说能够买到这个温哥华。
If you're able to purchase the whole of Vancouver,
他能够做到什么？
What can he do?
财产虽然这么多啊，不过还是独三餐。
Even though he has such great possessions, but he still has to live his life every day.
我们中国人很喜欢吃点心。
And Chinese likes to have snacks.
但是吃点心啊，假设一天呐，每天都吃六餐哦，我看对他的健康没有用的。
But if a person eats six meals a day, it will not be good to his health.
所以不管你有多少钱。
Therefore, no matter how much money you have.
我们只能够用到的实在是一点点。
But what we use is only a small portion of it.
你能够穿多少衣服？
How many clothes can you wear?
现在冬天还好。
Now it's winter. It's
到了夏天了，你西装没有办法穿了。
When it's in the summer, you will not be able to wear a suit.
你世上有100辆的名车。
Even though you have you have 100 cars.
你只能驾一部。
You can only drive one car at a time.
你世上有温哥华，这些房子都是你的。
Even though if you own Vancouver.
你只能住一栋。
You can only live in one of the houses.
你这栋房子里面虽然有好多很美丽的床。
Even though there are a lot of lovely beds in the house.
你只能用一个床。
You can only sleep on one.
你不能说我这里面有一个八间的二房。
Even though there's 8 bedrooms in the house.
那我八间二房我都要用，我都要睡觉。
That I'm going to use all 8 of them.
那好了，那你整个晚上在那换就好。
Then all night you'll be changing beds.
你留多少产业给你的祖孙？
No matter how much possession you have left to your
ancestors. 你的祖孙一样的。
It will be the same.
度三餐。
They will live by 3 meals a day.
穿一套衣服。
They will still wear.
睡一个小床啊。
One piece of clothes at a time.
床架是六出九出啊，蛮好的，蛮大的，不会掉下去。
They'll still be sleeping in a bed, no matter how big. If the bed is big, they will not be able to fall
off. 人很喜欢更多的财产。
Men like to own a lot of possessions.
拼命的赚钱。
They would work hard to earn a lot of money.
但是实际上，我们人没有办法用很多的。
But in actual fact, there's not much we can use.
那一死，什么都要放下。
And when we die, we have to leave everything behind.
一旦数掉银行的那个钱都不是他的了。
Once you die, then your bank account and the money in there is not
yours. 人生就是这个样子。
This is life.
所以说要得救回天国。
Therefore, we should be saved to return to the heavenly kingdom.
人生这个痛苦的道路、虚空的道路走完以后。
After you walk through this meaningless life.
就是不能回天国。
Even if you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
意思说你做到全世界有什么益处？
Jesus said, if you have deceived the whole world, what good does it do to you?
怎么样才可以得救？这个是人生必须去解决的最重要的问题。
Therefore, how to be saved is the most important question for life.
我刚才说，信不信是人的自由。
I just now mentioned that whether you believe it or not, it is your choice.
但是死后必有审判的。
But after you die, there will be a judgment.
好多人不相信有审判。
Many people do not believe in judgment.
就是你的自由。
This is your choice.
但是死后必有审判。
But there is a judgment.
实际上我们活在这个世界也看到审判啊报应的事情。
And when we live and, in our lives, we can see that a judgment is coming.
我以前住在南京教会。
In the past, I used to live in the Nanjing Church.
我听他们说有一个邮差啊出去送信。
I heard from the believers that there's a postman who went out to deliver.
他骑这个脚踏车。
The mail. He was riding on a bike.
那看到路旁一个小孩子在哭。
And he saw a little child by the roadside crying.
下车去看看。
He got off his bicycle and went down to take a look.
那个小孩胸前有一大包的红包。
That before the child there's a very big red packet.
那写着。
And on it was written.
说你要寄包红包。你要带这个孩子去养。
That is, if you want the money in the packet, you have to bring the child with you.
那邮差已经好几个孩子。
The postman had already have several children.
他不喜欢这个孩子。
And he does not like this particular child.
但是他喜欢那个红包。
But he liked the red packet.
就把那个红包拿走了。
And so he took away the red packet.
买回家。
And he went home.
一边踩这个脚踏车，一边想那个孩子要怎么办。
On his way home, he was thinking, what should he do with the child?
那他就转头。
And he took a turn.
就把那个脚踏车啊踩得好快。
And start riding on the bike at a very fast speed.
就向着那个小孩子啊冲过去。
And he was heading towards the little child.
他没有勇气回头看那个孩子是死了或者还活着。
He doesn't have the courage to look back to see the child still alive.
他回到家里。
He went home.
就把门关起来。
And he shut his doors.
就在内屋啊算算那个红包。
And he was counting the money in his bedroom.
那个大张的钞票一张一张的。
It was such a big note and he was counting them one by one.
就在算的时候。
And while he was counting.
有人在外面大声喊着说。
There's a man outside shouting.
说被那个车子砸死的孩子是不是你的呀？
Said, if the child that was being hit, that was being hit by car and is dead, is that your child?
做邪的人心虚的，做坏事的人呐，会听错话的。
And for those who have committed wrongs, they sometimes may hear the wrong thing.
他听到这个声音，他的回答说：“没有啊，我没有这个高息音啊，没有把人的孩子打死，没有啊。”
And when he heard the voice, he said, "No, I did not run over any child."
外边再有声音过来。
And then a voice.
他一样的回答，说没有啊，我没有打死人的孩子啊。
And the voice appeared again, and he said, "No, I did not run over any child."
那个人就警察。
And the man was a police.
他就冲进来。
He entered the house.
把那个人犹太人拉出去。
And grabbed the postman out of the house.
我是说这个孩子啊，避卡车啊，砸死这个孩子是不是你的啦
？I said, I'm pointing to this child. Whether is it yours?
哇，这个犹太大哭了。
And the postman began to cry.
因为他最小的孩子在他的门口被卡车啊砸死的。
Because his youngest child was being run over by a truck.
警察不放他。
And the policeman would not let him go.
就到里面去。
And they went.
到房子里面去。
They went back to the house.
说你这包钱从哪来的
？And asked where did you get your money from?
啊？那犹太就带他到那个孩子路旁那个孩子那边去看。
And the postman took the policeman to the roadside where he found the child.
那个孩子已经死掉。
The child was dead.
这个是历史。就是说是在南京发生过的事情。
This is indeed a true accident that happened in Nanjing.
这个不是偶然的事情。
This is not something that is accidental.
这是一个报应。
This is what we call a revenge.
善有善报，恶有恶报。
For those who have done good, they will be paid with good deeds.
不是善恶无报，是福祸还没到。
For those who have done anything wrong, they will get revenge. There will be revenge.
种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
If you plant a melon, you get a melon. If you plant a bean, you get beans.
这个报应力，假如死后没有审判
，If there is no judgment after death,
我想最好没有了。
And I believe it's best not to have one.
那我们今天会乱做啊
？Then in our lives, then we can do anything we want.
我们不需要到会堂的。
We do not need to come to the chapel.
因为死后没有事了。
Because after we die, nothing will happen to us.
牛马死后没有事，因为他们没有灵魂。
The animals, after they die, they will be fine because they do not exist anymore.
所以他们没有智慧。
Therefore, they do not have wisdom.
他们不知道善恶。
They don't know the difference between good and evil.
所以他们不需要受审判。
Therefore, they do not need to be judged.
根本他们死掉就没有存在。
And after they die, they no longer exist.
我们人死后还灵魂存在。
But men, after we die, our spirit exists.
因此我们要查考
Therefore, we should examine.
我们要明白
We should understand.
怎样行才可以得救
What can we do to be saved?
就说我这个人生的道路走完以后怎么样子才能回到天国
But after we have walked through the path of life, what can we do to enter the heavenly kingdom?
所以宗教都是在研究追求这个重大的问题
All religions are studying this important question.
所以宗教一定要谈到神啦、鬼啦、灵魂的事情。
That is why all religions are on the topic of God, ghosts, and demons.
好像一教哈，以孔子的教身为本体的这个一教，那个不是宗教，那个是一种教育理论、道德理论。
There is one religion called religion of you. It is not a religion. It is more like a theory.
凡是宗教一定要谈到死后的事情。永远的事情。
And all religion should discuss the question of what about after death.
那各种宗教都有他们的理论，有他们一套所以得救的方法。
And each religion has its own kind of set of how to be saved.
很这个普遍的理论就是说，你死后要到好地方去吗？你现在多做好事。
And most popular theory was if you want to enter a good place after you die, you should start doing good deeds now.
做好事是应该的。
Doing good deeds is what you must.
那么我们现在是说根据圣经来找出这个答案。
Now we're going to find the answer based on the Bible.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31, and they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household."
这进驻问使徒保罗的时候。
When the jailer asked the apostle Paul.
他的回答说：“当信主耶稣。”
Paul said, "You should believe in the Lord."
也就是说，你要得救。
That
上天国。
If you want to,
第一，你要相信主耶稣，就相信耶稣做救主。
If you want to be saved, you should first believe in the Lord Jesus that He is the Savior.
所以我们要得救回天国，我们第一步一定要相信耶稣做救主。
Therefore, if you want to be saved and to enter the heavenly kingdom, the first step you should do is to believe in the Lord Jesus that He is our Savior.
要爬这个高山哈，啊，好像沙巴这个提南巴鲁哈神山呐、啊，他说不一定从东边的，东西南北边都可以爬上去。
So、if you want to climb a high mountain, you do not necessarily have to climb it on the east side. You can climb it in any direction.
爬山可能是这样子。
This may be so for mountain climbing.
可是上天国不是这样的。
But entering to the heavenly kingdom is not like this.
上天国只有一条路。
There is only one path that leads to the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣说我就是道路。
Jesus said that He is the path.
请看使徒行传这个约翰福音十四章。
Please look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
第六节耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能够到天父那里去。耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
Jesus said that He is the way.
没有借着耶稣，不能到天父那里去。
If not through Jesus, you will not be able to come to the Father.
因为天国这条路是耶稣牺牲生命来开的。
Because the path to the heavenly kingdom was opened by Jesus.
耶稣为着我们的罪被钉在十字架。
Jesus.Was crucified on the cross because of our sin.
耶稣被钉在十字架是替我们受刑罚。
Jesus crucified on the cross, crucified on the cross was for us.
那他的替死为我们开了通天国的道路。
And his death has opened up a path to heaven.
所以耶稣死那个时候，这个圣殿呢，圣所和主圣所中间那个幔子，从上到下裂了两半。
Therefore, when Jesus died. The drapes in the holy temple was ripped into two parts.
耶稣被钉十字架。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
我们看一样的约翰福音十一章，第十章。
Please turn to John chapter 10.
第十章的十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
这是主耶稣亲自讲的。
This is what Christ has said.
他说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
He said, "He is a good shepherd, and a good shepherd lays his life down for sheep."
我们都是走迷路的羊。
We are all lost sheep.
耶稣来到世界要救我们这些走迷路的羊回到天国去。
Jesus came to lead us back to the heavenly kingdom.
但是他要救我们回天国，不是单用嘴巴有办法来解决的。
But just opening his mouth will not solve any.Problem.
他需要替我们死。
He need to die for us.
因为神有神的律法。
Because God has His own law.
国家有国家的律法。
Every nation has its own law.
在律法面前，人人都是平等的。
And before all laws, everybody is equal.
人本来是神的儿子。
Humans are the son of God.
虽然是这样子，神的儿子犯罪还要受神的这个。律法审判。
Even though this is so, but the man of God, the Son of God, should also be judged by His law.
人类不能违背他的律法来救他的孩子。
God cannot correct His own laws just to save His Son.
天主犯罪，神审判他。
If the Son of Heaven has sinned, then God will punish him.
天主啊，天主啊。
If the angels have sinned, then God will punish them.
人犯罪，神的孩子犯罪，一样要受审判。
If man has sinned, then similarly they will be judged.
所以魔鬼将来要下地狱，那神的孩子犯罪不下地狱，这样神不公道。
Therefore, if if Satan has to be cast into hell, then it is not fair if men do not be cast into hell too.
因此，神不能违背自己的律法来救他的孩子。
Therefore, God cannot go against His own law to save His children.
那么，神的律法犯罪的人要死啊，所以死就是说离开神，不能回到神那里去。
Therefore, if man has gone against God, he must die. When what is meant by dying is that he will depart from God.
那么要叫这些孩子犯罪的孩子回到天父那里去。需要解决这些孩子犯罪的孩子的罪。
In order for these sinners to enter the heavenly kingdom, he must solve their sins.
所以耶稣被钉十字架就是替我们死的。
Therefore, when Christ was crucified on the cross, he died for our sins.
历史有一段这样记在这个希腊国的书上。
History recorded about Greece.
这个希腊国有。这个法律啊，与刑法里边有一条，犯了什么罪，两个眼睛都要被挖出来。
In the Greek law, there is one that stated that if you have committed a certain sin, your two eyeballs should be dug out.
那很意外的，最先去犯那一条这个法律的，就是王的孩子。
Surprisingly, the first man to commit this kind of sin is the son of the king.
所以人那边非常的留意啊，关心王要怎么样来处理这个啊，这个太子犯罪的事情。
Therefore, all the people were anxious to see how the king is going to deal with his son.
这个孩子要继承父亲做王的。
This son is supposed to inherit his father's throne.
就是两个眼睛都被挖起来了，要怎么办？
If his two eyes were to be dug out, how can he become a king?
王也不能违背律法律来救他这个孩子。
But the king cannot go against his law to save his child.
一直想。
And so he kept on thinking.
结果他就告诉法官。
And later he told the judge.
说把我的孩子的眼睛留下一个。
That you may save one of his eyes.
那个时候法官的反应是说王不公道。
At that time the judge said that the king was being unfair.
但是王再说一句。
But the king said,
挖我的眼睛一个。
You may dig out one of my eyes.
不但法官非常的感动。
Not only was the judge moved by this.
那法官也照这样执行。
And he did what the king had said.
把太子的眼睛留下一个。
That he would dig out only one of the prince's eyes.
可是全国的人民非常的敬佩他们的王。
And so the people of all the nation respected the king.
为什么把太子的眼睛留下一个啊？百姓还佩服他的王，因为他的父亲呐、啊，父王啊，已经为这个孩子牺牲一个生命，这个是代替的，代替。
This is because the father, the king, was willing to sacrifice one of his eyes for his child.
所以说，耶稣为了要救我们。回去天国。
Therefore, Jesus came to save us so that we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
他在十字架上替我们罪，替我们的罪受刑罚。
That he was being punished for our sins.
所以我们人类的罪，因为耶稣的替死都到了，过消了。
Therefore, all our sins were washed away by the death of Jesus.
这条天国路是耶稣为我们开的。
And therefore, the path to salvation was being opened by Christ.
所以我们要得救回天国，第一，我们要相信耶稣是我的救主。
Therefore, in order to enter the heavenly kingdom, we must first believe that Christ is our Savior.
耶稣为我的罪替我在十字架上受刑罚。
That Christ died for us because of our sins.
信他是我的救主。
And therefore, we should believe that he is our Savior.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
第二步呢？
The second step,
我们再看下去。
Let's continue to read on.、
啊、在这个看回来《使徒行传》十六章。
Please turn back to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章的三十二节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 32.
三十二节说：“你当信主耶稣，你和你一家就必得救。”
Verse 31 stated that believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, you and your household.
那三十二节呢，就把主的道讲给他们听了。
verse 32, they spoke the word of the Lord to him.
33节。
Verse 33.
就在那个晚上，带他们去受洗。
That night, they were being baptized.
说我们要得救呢，不但要相信耶稣做救主。
Therefore, to be saved, we must not only believe that Christ is our Savior.
第二步，我们一定要受洗。
The second step is that we must be baptized.
有的教会的传道啊，他就强调说得救，相信就得救。
Some pastors in other denominations emphasize that if you want to be saved, just believe.
他们说这个洗礼和得救没有关系。
They believe that baptism has nothing to do with being saved.
我今天看到这个街上看到两间呐、啊，这个浸信会、浸礼会 （Baptist Church）。
Today on the streets, I saw two Baptist churches.
听说浸信会这边的相当多。
I believe that there are a lot of Baptist churches in Vancouver.
这个浸信会很强调洗礼一定要浸水。
The Baptist Church emphasized that if you are to be baptized, you should be immersed in the water.
他说天主教用点水礼，那个不对。
They said that the Catholics use sprinklers, and this is not correct.
长老会是点水礼，那个不对。
The Presbyterian Church similarly use dripping, and it's not correct.
洗礼一定要浸礼，要浸礼。
That to be baptized, you must be immersed in water.
这是浸信会的主张，很强调。
This is what the Baptist Church emphasized.
那因为强调这一点，甚至把教会的名字就改做浸礼会了，浸信会。
And because they emphasize on baptism, that is why the name of the church is called the Baptist Church.
可是这个浸信会很怪。
But the Baptist Church was very strange.
他们的牧师写一本书叫做《新约教会》。
And the pastors there wrote a book called the New Testament Church.、
嗯、最后一篇嘛，是说假设有人相信。洗礼和得救有关系，那个是传理端。
It stated that
洗礼啊和得救有关系啊，那个是传错的。
On the last chapter, he stated that for those who believe that baptism has something to do with salvation, then they are preaching something.
在台湾浸信会一个很出名的牧师姓周啊，周连华。
There is a very famous pastor from the Baptist Church by the name of Pastor Zhou.
我们中华民国两个总统死的时候。都是他去主持丧礼。
The two of the presidents in the Republic of China when they died, it is this pastor that.
有一次我请教他。
Took over the ceremony. Once I asked him.
因为我们常常在一起。
Because we were often together.
他对这个原文很有研究。
He studied the Bible a lot.
我说你们的牧师写那一本书，里面有记载说洗礼和多久没有关系。洗礼和受罪没有关系。那我请问你几节圣经
？And I said to him that I read a book that one of the pastors wrote, and it said that baptism has nothing to do with salvation.
看《使徒行传》二十二章。
So I have a few questions for you. Please turn to Acts chapter
22. 二十二章第十六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
使徒行传二十二章十六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 16.And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name.
这个是扫罗洗礼的记录。
This is the record of Paul's baptism.
扫罗以后名字就保罗了。
After Saul was baptized, his name was changed to Paul.
这个保罗是最反对耶稣的。
Saul is one person who
他不是单用嘴巴反对耶稣。
Who persecuted Christ.
他从大祭司做到准使，到各地方去抓基督徒关起来。
He had received the command from the high priest to catch all Christians and put them in jail.
有一天要去大马色抓那个基督徒。
One day while he was on his way to Damascus to.
耶稣的光照他。
To catch some Christians, the light of Jesus shone on him.
他就倒下去。
And he fell.
瞎眼。
He was blinded.
同时他听到声音。
At the same time, he heard a voice.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他说主啊，你是谁？
He answered.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Lord, who are you? And I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are
persecuting. 同时扫罗悔改，相信耶稣救主。
From that time on, Saul repented and believed in Christ.
又得到圣灵。
And received the Holy Spirit.
那阿拿尼亚替他祷告。
But Ananias prayed for him.
他眼睛就看得见。
His sight returned to him.
那你既然真相信耶稣做救主
，But since you believe that Christ is the Savior，
你要解决你的罪。
You must do something about your sins。
要洗礼。
You should be baptized。
所以，哎，那你要告诉他说，你为什么单言呢？你看啊，是的，为什么单言呢？
And in verse 16, Ananias asked him, "Why do you wait?"
起来受洗，洗去你的罪。
Rise and be baptized to wash away your sins.
洗礼下洗去我们的罪。
Being baptized is similar to washing away our sins.
我说周牧师，你懂原文啊？那原文有没有同样的意思
？I asked Pastor Cho since he understood the original text. Does the original text have the same meaning?
一样的，原文是这样子。
He said that the original text.
我们的罪要通过洗礼来得到赦免。
That our sins must be washed away through baptism.
再看第二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章第三十八节。
Chapter 2 verse
38. 今日主日是圣天过了十天，五旬节那一天圣灵降临。
This is the day of the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended.
那大家以为他们在醉酒。
And everybody thought that the apostles were drunk.
因为圣灵临到啊，有感动啊，会说方言，好像醉酒一样。
Because when the Holy Spirit descended on them, they began to speak in tongues.
所以彼得就站起来说：“现在是早上九点，我们没有喝酒，我们不是醉酒。”
And therefore, a lot of people took them as drunkards. Therefore, Peter stood up and said, "It is 9 o'clock in the morning, and we cannot be drunk."
你们定死在十字架，耶稣已经复活了。
That the Christ you have crucified on the cross.
所以他现在从天上啊降圣灵给我们。
And now he has descended his spirit onto us.
33节。
Verse 33。
说像你们所看到的、所听到的。
That is just like what you have heard and seen.
圣灵临到的时候会感动，所以看得到。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit descended, everybody was moved by it. Therefore, you can see it.
会说灵言，所以听得到。
You will be able to speak the tongue. Therefore, it can be heard.
后来这些听众啊，心里很难受、难过。
At this time, the audience was feeling very upset.
37节说，那我们要怎么办
？In verse 37, they said, "What should they do?"
38节。
Verse 38.
彼得说，你们要悔改。
Peter said, "You should repent."
你们要认罪。
And to recognize your sins.
那奉耶稣的名受洗礼，说你们的罪得赦。
And to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
悔改、洗礼两件事。
Repent and be baptized.
悔改是承认自己道德上的错。
Repentance is that you should recognize your own sins.
承认自己信仰上的错。
You should admit that you have wrong.
以前做错了，不再去做。
You have done something wrong, and you should never do them again.
以前信错了，要离开。
That in the past you believe in the wrong religion and
you
should turn from it. This is called repentance.
但是罪还是存在。
But sin still remains.
我们最重要的说明不是悔改那个时候。不是悔改那个时候最多的生命。
And our sins were not washed away at the time we repented.
要受洗赎罪得赦。
Only through baptism will your sins be washed away.
耶稣替我们流血。
Christ shed his blood for us.
我们要信他做我们的救主。
We should believe that he is our savior.
我们认我们的罪。
We admitted our sins.
我们接受这个净罪的洗礼。
And we receive a water baptism.
我们的罪要白白得到赦免。
Then our sins will be washed away.
那就恢复神奥秘的身份。
In this case, we will get back our original status.
所以这个洗礼在多久的事上非常重要。
Therefore, baptism is one of the most important steps.
这是现在的教会所忽略的。
In the path to salvation, this is something that most churches overlook.
现在人出名的布道家就是美国的那个 Billy Graham， 那个是 Copeti 很出名。
And now there is a very famous evangelist, Billy Graham, in the States.
他要开一次的布道会来准备一点。
It takes him a year to prepare for an evangelical service.
所以他的布道会规模都很大。
Therefore, his evangelical services are often considered.
两年前在香港开布道会。
Two years ago, he had one in Hong Kong.
通过这个卫星啊。所以新加坡、印尼啊，到一直到韩国、中国大陆，都看得到他布道会那个场面，通过电视。
Through satellite, those people in Singapore, Indonesia, Korea, and China are all able to tune in to him.
他们为了这个传福音很出力，非常出力。
and they made the best effort to evangelize.
但是他，你就是有听过他的道理啊，他就强调两点，两点。
But if you have heard what he has said before, he emphasized on two points.
要离开偶像，相信耶稣做救主。
That to depart from idols and believe that Christ is the Savior.
他晓得香港人、中国大陆的人啊，不过中国大陆现在是很少人拜偶像了，偶像都被共产党弄掉了。
And he knew that Orientals like to pray to idols.
要相信耶稣做救主。
Must believe that Jesus
is the
Savior. Must repent.
要离开罪恶。
To leave.To depart from sin.
他以为悔改就是重生。
Because you have repented, you will be reborn.
所以他所强调的是相信悔改就得救。
Therefore, what he emphasizes, believe and have faith, and you will be saved.
但是实际上，相信悔改是接受救恩的准备阶段。
And in actual fact, believing and repenting is just a preparation step.
是受洗才使罪得赦的。
Only through baptism will your sins be forgiven.
所以这个洗礼的方法尽锤真的能够使我们这些得到赦免。
And indeed, through baptism, our sins will be forgiven.
因此我们要得救啊，不但要相信悔改，我们一定要接受尽锤的洗礼。
Therefore, to be saved, we should repent and be baptized.
所以刚才我们所看十六章啊，保罗说你要信，你还能参加就得救。
And therefore, in chapter 16, we have read just now,Paul said, you must believe and be baptized.
但是下面呢，就讲到给那天他们那个晚上就去洗礼。
And you must believe. And later on, in the later verses, he said that they were baptized.
所以我们看圣经不会抓到前面一句说这个是全部。
And therefore, when we read the Bible, we cannot just take the first part of the sentence.
一定要洗礼。
We should be baptized.
但是洗礼方法要正确。
But.The mode of baptism must be complete.
以弗所第四章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
第四章第五节说一主一信一洗。属灵时代的教会洗礼是一种。
And in the apostolic times, there is only one type of baptism.
但是现在这个洗礼方法很多种。
But now there are different modes of baptism.
天主教有他们的方法。
The Catholics have their own ways.
长老会的方法。
Presbyterian Church have their own ways.
浸信会浸信会的方法。
And even the Baptist Church have their own ways.
所以今天教会很多洗礼的方法就已经不对了。
Therefore, today in a lot of Christian denominations, the mode of baptism are incorrect.
洗礼是只有一种方法。
There is only one baptism.
那么到底这种方法是什么方法？
But what is this mode of baptism?
我相信我们本会的方法绝对正确。
I believe that our True Jesus Church baptism is the correct one.
奉耶稣的名。
That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
到这个流动的水那边去。
We will be going into some living water.
那这个脸向下。
The face should be bowed down.
全身啊浸润。
The whole body be immersed in the water.
这个是绝对正确的。
This is the correct mode.
因为有圣经的根据。
Because this is based on the Bible.
有耶稣的印证。
Because and have the
耶稣的证明啊，很重要。
Have the evidence from Christ.
阿里山有一个教会叫洛伊教会。
There is a
你说洛伊就好了。
洛伊 Church。
那边有一个行邪师的叫做杜国清。
There was a sorcerer and his name is 杜国清。
他生病很厉害。他生病很厉害。
He was afflicted with very very serious illness.
他是行邪师，给人生病。但是他自己生病没有办法医治。
He was a sorcerer and he can put a curse on someone, but he himself was ill.
后来我们一个传道啊去传福音给他。
And one day our preacher preached the gospel to him.
他说他知道他是拜魔鬼。
He said he knew about it, but he worshipped the devil.
那你们真的是叫拜真神。
And that your true Jesus Church worship the true God.
他说他知道。
He said he knew about this.
他说他要相信。
He said he want to believe.
他要受洗礼，
因为
他也到我们教会去听过道理。
Because he has been to our church to listen to his sermon.
可是他不能走路。
But he cannot walk.
他那个大概是很严重的关节炎，手脚都不能弯。
He must have very serious arthritis because his arms and knees cannot be bent.
那瘦瘦的，差不多皮包着骨头。
He was very skinny.
传道说，你病好起来才洗礼。
the preacher told him that if once you're well, you can be baptized.
他说他怕会死掉的。
He said he was afraid that he would die before that.
所以一定要今天受洗礼。
Therefore, he must be baptized on that day.
但是他不能走路。
But he can't walk.
他也不会跪。
He cannot. He doesn't know how to kneel.
可是他怕他会死掉。
But he was afraid that he would die.
因为他很软弱。
Because he was very weak.
他一定今天要受洗礼。
That he has to be baptized on that day.
后来就去绑一个用那布袋哈或者啊绑一个担架了。排便的那个担架
，and therefore the people made a stretcher for him.
从床上要把他抬过来
，but they will lift him off his bed and onto the stretcher.
抬不过来
，but they cannot.
为什么
？lift him.
因为摸到他的肩头啊，就哭了，很痛，
because,
不会摸他的。
Because once you touch him, he will feel the pain and he start to cry.
那传道说好了。变好血了才洗礼了。
Therefore, the priest says that you can only be baptized if you're well.
他怕他会死掉，不能多久。
He was afraid that he would die, and therefore cannot.
他一定今天来受洗。
And he insists that he should be baptized on that day.
第二次为过更鬼，然后要抬过来，还是很大声的哭。
The second time they were to lift him off his bed, he cried again.
不会摸他的。
That you cannot touch him.
后来传道说好了，哭上他哭，给他抬过来。
Later, the preacher said, "Let him cry. Just lift him off the bed. Lift him off the bed."
第三次才把他抬过来，那抬去那个站门口啦。我们那边都洗哦，经文洗啊，一路下山到那个洗去洗的。
And the third time, they lifted him off his bed onto the stretcher, and they carried him all the way to a stream. Kneel.
是浮到那个水深的地方。
So when it comes to the deep waters,
传到红衣司里面，给他施洗，洗洗他的罪。
And the preacher would baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从水里上来，他立刻就会走。
That after
会走动。
After he was baptized, was able to walk immediately.
所以他上来的时候不必大网，传道绕着他的时候就上来。
Therefore, when he went up to shore, he doesn't need anybody to lift him. He just walked by himself. That he was able to change his clothes by himself.
结果好像马可第二章啊，那个瘫痪的。四个人抬到耶稣面前来，耶稣说：“你的罪赦了，起来走，立刻起来走一样。”
This is just like in Mark chapter 2, the paralyzed was able to walk after Jesus told him to walk.
我们真的是这里洗礼，不但有信心根基，我们洗礼的时候有主耶稣这样的印证证明，所以我十分相信，我们就绝对正确的，就使徒时代那个一洗，一种洗礼的那个正确的洗礼。
We believe that our Jesus Church baptism is the right one, and it is the one because of the evidence that we have received from God.
那我们的罪多少赦免，同时就多到神儿女的名分。
And this way, our sins were forgiven, and at the same time, we receive the status as the children of God.
在加拉太第四章。
In Galatians chapter 10.
加拉太第四章的第五节。
Galatians chapter 10, verse 5.
这个第五节说，把律法以下的人。数出来，这个数都是要流血的。这个是主若洗礼，立法以下是罪人啊，把罪人呢、啊、就数起来，那给他们多到儿子的名分。这个是主若洗礼，洗礼最多到赦免，同时多到神儿子的名分。
And after baptism, your sins are forgiven. At the same time, you have received the status and the name as the Son of God.
比方说台湾的一个王先生很有钱。
For example, there is Mr. Wang in Taiwan who is very rich.
那谁有资格有权利夺他的财产
？Who has the right to inherit all his money？
不是他请来的总经理。
It is not the manager that he had.
总经理不能夺大老板的这个产业。
The general manager cannot inherit all the boss's money.
多这个大老板的产业是大老板的孩子。
But only the children of the boss were given the right to inherit his money.
孩子虽然笨，但是他有权利做他爸爸的产业。
Even though this child is not intelligent, but he has the right to inherit the money.
圣经记载亚当是神的儿子。
The Bible records that Adam is the son of God.
但是自从犯罪以后，亚当已经不是神的儿子。
But after he has sinned, he no longer has his He no longer has a name as the Son of God.
因此，天国他没有份，人已经没有份。
Therefore, he does not have a part in heavenly kingdom.
那我们要做天国的产业，我们要恢复天父的孩子的地位。
In order to inherit the heavenly kingdom, we must have the name as the children of God.
那我们什么时候在得到这个神儿子的名分？
When can we receive this status as the children of God?
就在洗礼的时候。
It is only at the time we are baptized.
所以洗礼是极大的恩典。
Therefore, baptism is is such a great grace.
恩上加恩。
The grace upon grace.
不但赦免我们的罪。
Baptism not only was our sin forgiven.
还接纳我们做神的儿子。
But he also accepts us as his children.
那因为我们是神的儿女，所以将来啊，阿爸的产业啊，就天国我们就有份。
Because we are his children, therefore we have the right to inherit his heavenly kingdom.
因此我们啊这个慕道友啊，假如道理明白，一定要接受洗礼。
Therefore, truth seekers, if you believe and you believe in the truth, you should be baptized.
受洗才归入基督。
Only through baptism we have a part in him.
看加拉太第三章。
This is the Galatians chapter 3.
27节。
Verse 27.
27节说你们受洗归入基督就属于基督了啊，皮带基督。还没受洗还不是基督里面的人。
For those who are not baptized, they still do not belong to Christ.
受洗最多的赦免才归入基督，属于基督了。
Only those who are baptized will belong to Christ.
这是多久的步骤？
This is the step towards being
相信耶稣，
towards salvation.
悔改罪恶。
Believe in Christ, repent your sins.
接受洗礼。
Receive baptism.
死罪得赦。
So your sins are forgiven.
再一步。
The next step.
请看提多书第三章。
This is Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He saved us not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰三章五节说，我实实在在告诉你，人不从水和圣灵先不能进神的国。
In John chapter 5, Jesus said that, truly I tell you, if man is not born through the water and spirit, then he will not be saved.
那一节圣经最好的解释就是现在念的这一节圣经。
The best explanation for that verse is the verse in Titus.
神救我们并不是我们有什么好的行为。
That God saved us not because of our good deeds.
神的怜悯就耶稣替我们死。
That God's mercy, that is Jesus, sacrificed his life for us.
那我们要接受重生的洗礼。
That we will receive the washing of regeneration.
死罪得赦。
So that our sins are forgiven.
大家都圣灵。
And then we will receive the Holy Spirit.
多圣灵做新人。
Receiving the Holy Spirit and changing into a new person.
所以这叫圣灵更新。
It's called the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们受洗礼以后，
therefore, after we are baptized,
我们要多圣灵，
we must receive the Holy Spirit.
多圣灵以后，
after receiving the Holy
Spirit, 要靠着圣灵做新人，
that we should depend on the Holy Spirit to turn ourselves into a new leaf.
过着圣洁的生活，
to live a life of godliness.
过着爱神爱人的生活，
to lead a life where we love God and we love man.
这个就是新人。
This is what we call a new man.
那我们就能够完成多久的功。
That we will be completely saved.
我们传道要传的全备，不要传一半。
As preachers, we should preach what is complete and not just half of it.
我们传的全备才能带人到神的面前，让他得救。
Only when we preach the complete truth can we bring people up to God to be saved.
今天在我们来说。
Today.
我们有的弟兄姊妹说，我受洗了，我得圣灵了。
Some brothers and sisters may say that I am baptized and I have received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们都信了，又要做新人。
But after we have received the Holy Spirit, we should become a new person.
我们都信了，还是去乱做，那不行。
If we still committed some sins after we receive the Holy Spirit, then this.
我们要过着新的生活。
We should lead a new life.
以前台湾的一个弟兄啊，他夫妻差不多天天打架。
In the past, there was a brother in Taiwan. The couple would fight almost every day.
因为他的丈夫啊，每天晚上都到酒家。
Because the husband would go to a bar every night.
喝酒。
Start drinking.
叫好多那个不好的女人来陪酒。
And have a lot of girls with him.
太太很生气啊，一个酒家一个酒家去找丈夫。
And the wife was very angry. She would go to every bar to look for her husband.
那找到就打，在酒家打，打架了。
When she found him, they would start fighting.
这位先生钱你赚了，也是乱用，这样的日子。
And the husband would waste the money that he has earned.
他的姐姐很热心。
His sister is very fervent.
所以信主耶稣以后啊，常常告诉他。
Therefore, after believing in Christ, she would tell him.
叫他来信耶稣。
To come to believe in Christ.
他不来。
He would not come.
有时候带传道去找他。
Sometimes she would bring the preacher to him.
他说好啊，来啊。
And they would say, please come.
传道到的时候，他跑掉。
And when the preacher went to his house, he would have just left.
后来那他那边的教会啊，要开灵恩会。
And later on, the church in his area was going to hold.
天主向那显现了。
An angel revealed himself to him.
虽然父亲给你，你不要打，天主把他打。
That the angel hit him because he would not receive such good truth.
那么他就来参加布道会。
And in this way, he came to the evangelical service.
那一次我就一直参加那一次的布道会。
And I attended that evangelical service too.
感谢主，他后来多了圣灵。
And we thank God that he later on he received the Holy
Spirit. 就在那一次受洗礼。
And he received water baptism at that time too.
那就不到酒家去了。
And he stopped going to bars.
那他是酒家的好几间酒家的顾客。
He was the customer to several bars.
那看这个好顾客都没来。
When the bar owner saw that this customer has
就打电话到他公司去。
They called him at his office.
说大老板怎么都没有看到了。
Says, why have you been visiting us?
后来他大老板就告诉那个小姐啊，接电话的小姐说，再打电话来，告诉他说老板死掉了。
And later on, she told the person making the phone call, says, if you call again, I'm going to tell you that he is dead.
哇，那接电话的酒家的小姐吓一跳，说，是患了什么病，什么时候死掉，我们都不知道。
And they would ask, what kind of illness was he afflicted? How come we didn't know?
他真的死掉了。
But he is dead.
那个老王啊，死掉了。
So the old self in him has died.
要喝酒的，玩女人的，做错路的，那个旧的我真的死掉了。
The old him that would want to drink and want to party around was dead.
圣灵要帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit is going to help us.
脱离这个旧的生活，罪的生活。
To lead us to depart this world, this life of sin.
所以我们不但要信主耶稣。
Therefore, we should not only believe in Christ.
我们不但要受洗礼。
Not only should we be baptized.
我们不但要求圣灵。
Not only should we pray for the Holy Spirit.
明天开始是假期哦，盼望弟兄姊妹啊，要把握这个机会，还没多圣灵，要好好的祷告。
Tomorrow is a holiday. I hope that brothers and sisters will have this chance to pray for the Holy
Spirit. 我们明天早上四点就有机会，全体都要来。
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock we have.
虽然那个表啊，啊是工作人员讲机会，但是弟兄姊妹都可以来。
Although on the agenda said that it's a holy worker seminar, but all brothers and sisters are welcome to attend.
多听道理。
To come and listen to truth.
多祷告。
To pray more often.
大家要做一个新人。
Everybody should become a new person.
做一个多救的人。
The person who is saved.
我们要发起受洗。
We should be fervent.
信耶稣都和外邦人没有分别，那不行。
If you believe in Christ, you're still the same.
现在好多做信耶稣的人。
Today there are a lot of people who claim that they believe in Christ.
他们的生活没有什么改变。
But there is no change to their lives.
所以因为没有圣灵。
Therefore, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
但是我们心灵家是没有充满。
But if we're not being fulfilled by the Holy Spirit,
还是没有力量的。
Then we still are powerless.
所以我们要求心灵充满。
Therefore, we should pray for the
大家化解这些。
Fullness of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣祝我们呐、啊，给我们这个很好的会堂。
Christ has given us such a beautiful chapel.
这个不简单，这种会堂很少。
We rarely see these kind of chapels.
所以我们求主耶稣祝啊，增加信徒。
Therefore, we should pray to.Christ, so that he can increase our membership.
我们要增加信徒，自己要先发起热心，没有，不然的话没力量。
In order to increase the membership, we should first be fervent.
我们好好准备新郎，明天开始3天的这个灵会。
Therefore, we should prepare ourselves for the 3 days of spiritual convocation.
上午4点就开始。
Start from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
多听道理。
We should listen to the sermon
多做祷告
more. We should pray more often.
求主祝我们本会啊大大兴旺
So that the Lord will bless our church so that we can flourish.
我盼望大家应该要多带朋友来听哎。
And I encourage everyone to bring more friends to come and listen to the truth.
当然现在带人很难啊。
Of course, it's hard to bring friends here.
可是我们还要去带他。
But we should still bring them here.
为他们祷告。
We should pray for them.
盼望明天开始更多的慕道友来。
We hope that tomorrow there will be more truth.
人
们
是忙忙忙忙着什么
why is that everybody is busy?
这个就老啊，这个人会死。
Men will old and men will die.
死后要怎么办？
But what should they do after they die?
到时候才会懊悔来不及的。
At that time, it will be too late for them.
所以我们有责任。
Therefore, we have a responsibility.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
我最后讲一个见证。
And I'm going to finish off with a testimony.
我们那边的一个祭司啊，人蛮好的，很好人，很好的人，做祭司立根。
We have a deacon who is very fervent.
他也当议员。
He is also an MP.
但是他不热心。
But he is not fervent.
有一次他很好的朋友快要死了。
One day, one of his good friends was about to die.
那台湾人哦，人要死以前呢，要给他烧一个交通器具啦，叫水好了，现在用飞机啦，用煮灶做的那个飞机啊，给他烧掉，烧掉意思是说。让他这个将要死的人的灵魂呢、啊，坐飞机啊，回到祖先那边去、啊。
And in Taiwanese culture, that if a person is to die, you should burn some modes of transportation in the form of paper, so that when they die, they can go to the heavens by means of that transportation.
他的好朋友姓曾的，曾老先生。
His friend is Mr. Zheng.
已经烧一个交通器具了，因为快要死了。
And he has already burned one of the transportations because.
那时候我们这个就是心里很急哦。
At this time, our deacon was very worried.
就告诉那个曾太太说：“你们心里说好不好？”
And they asked Mrs. Zheng to believe in Christ.
告诉老先生的孩子说：“你们心里说好不好？”
And asked the children to believe in Christ.
那个时候大家都说好了。
At that time, everybody said yes.
那就帮他祷告。
And they prayed for him.
真的，这个老先生好起来。
And indeed, this old Mr. Zheng became well again.
好起来以后。
And after he was well.
用指头指到这个我们的技术的头啊，说某某人啊，你吃螃蟹嘛，你这个坏心地啊！我和你做朋友几十年，你都没有传福音给我听。
And Mr. Zheng pointed to the deacon and said, "You are indeed evil. I have been your friend for." So many years, and still you haven't told me about
that.
What happened if I died and go to hell?
你怎么这贪心了？你这心这么坏，怎么不传福音给我？
Why do you have such an evil heart and not preach the gospel to me?
我们的祭司啊，没有话讲。
And our deacon was speechless.
那就这家感谢主哦，他信主以后，好多人奉献土地盖会堂。
And Mr. Zheng was very fervent. After he believed, he would offer his land so that we can build churches on it.
到处去传福音。
And he would preach the gospel everywhere he goes.
我们有责任对我们的亲戚、朋友啊、邻居传福音。
We have the obligation to preach the gospel to our relatives and friends.
你不要想说他们不会信。
Do not think that they will not believe.
他们信不信是他和耶稣的事情。
Whether they believe or not, it is a matter between them and Christ.
我们传福音是我们的责任。
Preaching the gospel is our responsibility.
所以我们等一下多祷告，求主加添我们热心。
Therefore, during our prayer session, please pray more fervently so that
大家被圣灵充满。
Hope that everyone will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
来兴起我们这个温哥华的真教会。
So that our true church in Vancouver will be prosperous.
我们感谢主，礼拜堂买好了。
We thank the Lord that we have purchased and built a chapel.
现在我们大目标就是说，求主耶稣增加信徒，把这个礼拜堂做满。
Now our main goal is to hope that Christ will increase our membership so that the chapel will be filled.
这个是最有价值的事业，也是我们的大事业。
This is a very great mission.
求主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
在座要有慕道的朋友，请你们明天呢、啊，明天是假期啊，我们10点就有机会，大家都帮忙的来参加。
And to truth seekers. Tomorrow is a holiday. We hope that you can join us at 10 o'clock. May Jesus bless everyone.